Greetings in the name of Jesus, dear saints of Mount Calvary, and anybody else who is listening. You're listening to this because our church service was canceled, and I wanted you to get a bit of a taste of the Lord's Word and the comforts therein. So I've put this online so that you might rejoice today and any other day that you might be listening. We're especially going to be considering the words of our Lord Jesus Christ today, where he says in Luke chapter 21, "Heaven and earth will pass away, but my words will not pass away. But watch yourselves, lest your hearts be weighed down with dissipation and drunkenness and the cares of this life, and that day to come upon you suddenly like a trap." Dear saints, what did you receive for Christmas last year? Did you have a decent week with the family or work this time 4 years ago? What was the Panthers' record at this time last year? Who won the Super Bowl 7 years ago? And what was the most important national debate in which the politicians, newspapers, and TV heads were absolutely losing their minds in early December in the year 2008? Heaven and earth pass away. That word means it comes and it goes. Heaven and earth pass away. But my words, Jesus says, will not pass away. Now, if you knew any of the answers to those questions, I would be pretty impressed. And my point for you isn't for you to be thinking or Googling the past Super Bowl winners. By the way, 7 years ago, it was the New York Giants who defeated the evil empire of Tom Brady and Bill Belichick's New England Patriots. God be praised for that. But the point of those questions is for you to begin to see how so many things come and then go. How so many things are here today and then gone tomorrow. How forgetful of things that we are, that we thought were so important at that time. Jesus encapsulates it in this little phrase, "Heaven and earth will pass away." That's a broad scoping claim of our Lord Jesus Christ, not of how things simply pass away very, very quickly, but that, of course, everything that we see is going to simply be coming and then going. The writer of Ecclesiastes concludes that all is vanity, a very similar claim to what our Lord Jesus has for us this morning. All is vanity. And that is not to say that all things are bad, far from it. Because in his search, the writer of Ecclesiastes concludes how many things are good, God-given good. God created things, said it was good. But the phrase, "all is vanity," the writer is finding is how quickly things fade away. All things are a mere breath. So when you go out today, if you were to go out today and breathe a little bit of that, you'd have a little bit of like a smoky-like thing, and it would simply fade away. It's cold, so your air would hit the air, it would smoke-like thing, and it would simply fade away. All things are vanity. All things fade away. Like a winter storm in December, by the end of this week, the snow's gonna be gone. All things fade away. Some spend their lives becoming smarter and gaining knowledge. Well, that's good. Do that. But be mindful that Alzheimer's and dementia can slowly take that away, and certainly head injuries and most certainly death can quickly take that away like a thief in the night. Some spend their lives devoting themselves to working hard. Do that. That's good. But don't stake your honor and glory on that. And don't despair if the hard work doesn't pay off in the results that you want. You will have your reward, your Lord Jesus says. It will be his reward. Work hard. Gain knowledge. Do good. Absolutely. Do that. Others, though, spend their lives simply entertaining themselves, or gorging themselves on food, or seeking pleasure in sex outside of marriage, drinking in excess, simply to feel numb, or using drugs to forget about the cares of this life. Dissipation, drunkenness are words that our gospel lesson is bringing to mind today. And for what? For what? A moment of feeling good? A moment of escape from the bad? Simply a brief time that when it seems like you can run away from the troubles and the peoples and responsibilities of this life, only to wake up with the troubles and people and responsibilities still there. But now you've wasted your time. You've burned bridges to people who really care about you, or at least have frustrated them again. And now, on top of all that, you don't feel good, too. Heaven and earth will pass away, but my words will not pass away. Watch yourselves, Jesus says, lest your hearts be weighed down with dissipation and drunkenness and the cares of this life, and that day to come upon you suddenly like a trap. The cares of this life, Jesus says, this life, this life, this life, as if this life is all there is, as if our hope is only in this life, as if the things that we should care about are only about this life, without the recognition, without the comfort, without the beauty, that there's another life, a more fulfilling life, a life in which things last and don't just fly away, a life in which something comes but stays forever. Jesus calls us to care about that life more. Jesus calls us to seek first that life, the life that Advent emphasizes, the life that we need to hear and have emphasized to us over and over again. Christ has come to give you that life. Christ is coming to give you that life. Christ will come again to bring you into that life forever. The Advent banner that my beautiful wife painted for us, and the one that's on the website for you today, is to remind you of that life. Advent is to remind you of that life. He has come. He is coming. He will come again to bring you into that life, all to bring you the true life, the freeing life. It's to remind you that Christ came, that he became weighed down with your sin and bore them to the cross so that you might have the freedom of no guilt and no shame before God. The life that he gives you is true and it is pure freedom. His commandments, his words are not burdensome, St. John will tell us in one of his epistles. You may not remember what you received from Christmas last year, but you are always called to remember, to be stirred up in remembrance about the life, the true life, the freeing life that you have in Christ, in your baptism, in this word preached to you. His word will not pass away, and you are in the word made flesh, baptized into him. His word will not pass away, and his word pierces you like a double-edged sword, convicts you of your sin, but then also brings you the healing of his life and his forgiveness. His word will not pass away, and it is written so that as things come and then as things go, as the people that you know die, and as you suffer and struggle with the temptations of this world, your flesh and the devil, you might have hope that will not put you to shame. Romans chapter 15, our epistle reading for today. Whatever was written in the former days was written for our instruction, so that through endurance, keep pressing on, keep enduring. You do it with the one who walks with you. That through endurance and through the encouragement of the scriptures, we might have hope. You have hope. His words do not pass away. The words that you hear and sing and pray are for your instruction, and they are for your encouragement, and they are for your endurance to keep going, and they are for your life. the true life, the life that will last forever. You will be rejoicing in and receiving comfort in and peace in those words forever. So remember. Remember what comes to an end, and remember what doesn't come to an end. Our final point for today is that our Lord Jesus makes a fascinating list of what will be coming to an end. Heaven and earth will pass away, he says, but he also gets into some of the details, some of the most important things that we know. Jesus says there will be signs, and sun, and moon, and stars, and on the earth distress of nations in perplexity because of the roaring of the sea and the waves, people fainting with fear and with foreboding of what is coming on in the world. If the sun, which provides us warmth and light, is coming to an end, how much more will the electricity that gives us our heat and TVs and computers and phones be coming to an end? They could be coming to an end right now as you experience the snowstorm and the ice storm. So instead, treasure most the words of Jesus. They will not pass away. We do well to pay attention as to a lamp shining in a dark place, St. Peter will call us in an epistle. Those are words from the one who was cast into your outer darkness, the wrath of God that we deserved, all so that he might bring you into his life and his marvelous light that is his life. If the stars, which used to provide direction to those traveling, are coming to an end, how much more will our cars and our roads and our planes be coming to an end? Instead, treasure the one who guides your feet while you run this race. This race calls for endurance and focus. This race is run with the one whose feet were nailed to a cross. When the enemies of sin, death, and devil that you have, he took on. That your enemies became his enemies. That he defeated those enemies and you are in him. Those enemies are underneath his feet. He has won. You know the end of this race. You know your end in Christ. You know you will not pass away because you are in him. If the nations are going to be in perplexity, how much more should we not lose our heads over what is happening in this nation, or in our bank account, or in our body, or in anything? Instead, as we live in this nation, as we live with our money, as we live with our body, as we live with the ones around us, we still pray, God, thy kingdom come, thy will be done. And we do it with the one who sweated blood for us in Gethsemane, the one who prayed to the Father, Father, not my will, but your will be done. Heaven and earth will pass away, but my words will not pass away. God help you today and always to be mindful of how all-encapsulating that is, and how wonderfully comforting that his words are not meant to condemn you. They are meant to bring you hope and encouragement. They are meant to bring you into him and his life, for that is why he came, and that is why he is coming, and that is why he will come again. In the holy name of Jesus, amen.